The coronavirus pandemic has fundamentally changed education in Utah as it was thrown from the classroom to the computer. As KUER's John Reed reports, that, along with other challenges teachers face, are making some question if they can stick to it.
The state has long faced a teacher shortage, a result of difficult working conditions, how people perceive the job, and of course, salary, which is especially low in Utah. In 2018, teachers made about $13,000 less than the national average. So after their jobs were upended when schools closed in March, many are feeling like moving on, like Christy Giblin, a middle school band teacher in Utah County.
I've just thought, well, maybe I'm just too old for this, you know, and I'm starting to look for other jobs that involve less interaction with larger groups of people because I want to live to retirement age.
She says teaching band online just isn't the same. Kids miss playing together, which is one of the main reasons they join, and they were getting discouraged. She was too. And because she has asthma, she worries about going back to school in the fall, especially as some of her classes can have more than 70 students. For kindergarten teacher Jeremy Reynoso, one of the hard parts has been feeling like he's on his own, with little guidance from his district or the state.
We're not trained for this. This isn't the job we signed up for. If I wanted to be an online teacher, I would have started my career in that field, online teaching.
He says he still loves his job, but might consider leaving if he has to keep teaching online for another few years. That's why Mary Burbank, a professor of teacher education at the University of Utah, says going forward, we'll have to change how success is measured.
If we continue to evaluate teachers using the same criteria when the entire terrain has changed, that will tax people.
She says the first thing that needs to happen is to decide what the new classroom will look like in the fall. The State Education Board has given districts until August 1st to finish their plans. John Reed, KUER News.